The rest of the story. You know Michelangelo, the most celebrated artist of the Italian Renaissance, a multiple genius. His media were sculpture, painting, poetry, and architecture. But did you know he had a rival, a painter named Raphael? When Raphael arrived on the scene, Michelangelo was already established a towering figure in the world of art, and Raphael was still a virtually unknown provincial painter. But Raphael was quite ambitious. He wanted to get ahead fast, so he managed a few commissions from Pope Julius II, attempting to make a name for himself. And soon he did make a name for himself, remaining on easy and familiar terms with the papal court for the rest of his life. But what history has forgotten is that during those first ambitious years of Raphael's development as an artist, he devised a scheme to undermine Michelangelo. I guess painter Raphael must have had one of those love-hate relationships going on in his mind, because he admired Michelangelo greatly. He made profound studies of Michelangelo's work. He hoped somehow to learn a secret or two. But on the other hand, there was more than a little bitterness born of envy. There was jealousy toward Michelangelo. Michelangelo was only 8 years older than Raphael, but long before Raphael came to Florence, even longer before he came to Rome, Michelangelo had already created the Pietà and the renowned Statue of David, dozens of other important works of art. Michelangelo had it made. Raphael, on the other hand, was lean and hungry. So the struggling younger artist came up with a plan to stifle Michelangelo's celebrity, to detain him long enough for Raphael to get ahead of him. Raphael went on to achieve the highest acclaim in the highest of the big leagues. He has been called the Divine Raphael. He has been called the Prince of Italian Painting. His work unfailingly captured the serenity and the grace of the Italian Renaissance. The most powerful nobles of Rome tried to become his friends. Demand for his art became so great that he frequently only had time to draw an outline of each picture, then his pupils would finish the picture. To this day, Raphael's Sistine Madonna has been considered by some critics to be the world's greatest painting. Under Pope Julius II, he designed the frescoes for the Vatican Open Galleries. Under Pope Leo X, he became chief architect of St. Peter's Church in Rome. Who would have dreamed that this same sought-after artist had once conceived a scheme to diminish Michelangelo? But he sure did. You remember I told you that Raphael, even as an unsung hero, was always on very close terms with the papal court. Under Pope Julius, he had a crack at one job, which he declined to take, and suggested instead to Pope Julius that Michelangelo was right for that job. And Michelangelo did accept the job, and the project kept Michelangelo sidetracked for about 4 years. That gave Raphael time to catch up and surpass him, he thought, except that the scheme backfired. Because instead of undermining Michelangelo, the elder artist's stature only increased. Indeed, Michelangelo's immortality became insured when he painted, in 4 years, the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. Now, you know the rest of the story.